Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, pretty much everything you think you know about the homes where today's retirees live and want to live is wrong. And that's based on the results of a new Merrill Lynch Age Wave survey called Home in Retirement, More Freedom and New Choices. Okay, living in sunny weather abodes after long-distance relocations is generally not. Guess what? The survey found that among people 65 and older who moved last year, 83% chose to remain in the same state. And this finding echoes a Better Homes and Garden real estate survey that happened last year. And just 48% of retirees told Merrill Lynch they live in a place with pleasant climate or weather. Well, living in downsized homes and condos and rental apartments and houses smaller than where they lived before. Well, that's only sometimes true, because if you think about it, a lot of people already live in small houses, so they're not necessarily moving to something smaller than they are. In this area, we often think of people in four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath colonials with two-car garages and level walkout basements, or at least full basements or half basements, and they've got too much stuff. You may recognize yourself in that statement. And downsizing really is about purging through what you have and deciding that my lifestyle is more important than the stuff I have. Finally, I'm going to let go of it and move forward. You know, in fact, 30% who've moved since retiring actually upsized their homes, mostly to make room for family members to visit or to live with them. Yeah. So renovating for aging concerns, like widened hallways, ramps, and bathroom grab bars. Nope, that's actually not very common. Fewer than 10% of retirees who plan to stay in their home in retirement and have renovated did so to make it easier to get around their homes if their health worsens or installed a ramp, lift, or elevator to avoid climbing steps. Among retirees who've renovated, the most popular improvement was creating a home office. People want to be productive. Cynthia Hutchins, who's the director of gerontology at Merrill Lynch, said most people plan to work in retirement and a home office helps them do that. The average retiree, she noted, is not thinking about what it'll be like when I'm old, old, old. They want to be relevant and connected. Then what we see with boomers is a desire to shape-shift to make their homes match their dreams and desires. I've never seen anything quite like that, one person said. In fact, we think about aging in place. If only 5% of seniors actually move out of their homes, then they age in place, we call it. So people will modify their existing home to be able to afford a change in their lifestyle, even if there's unused space that they're heating and paying tax for. Well, I don't know about you, but if you've been living in your home for a long time, we think of retirement as a getting to go do something we haven't done before, a freedom. That's truly what I think retirement embolizes for the average American is, I can retire now, I am free. I don't have to get up and do the same thing I was always doing. I'm not working for the man any longer. I can go and do the things that I want to do. But this is all predicated on having the source of income to provide for that livelihood. And as we all know, Social Security will not provide, certainly will not provide, the kind of income by itself that will help us even survive. Frankly, it's actually a retirement income for a very few places in this country any longer. Here, we could not possibly survive on Social Security by itself unless we have absolutely managed all of the costs in our life to the penny. I'm sure some of you say amen to that. So finding a way to engage as you're older and create income sources, whether that's working at the local Walmart and greeting people who come through, or whether that's finding a job making phone calls for a realtor like me, helping people get in touch with us as a group, or whatever it might be that you need to step into a new role in your life. What is that new role going to be if you want to age in place and you haven't saved well? Well, got to find that opportunity. Perhaps you've saved well. Perhaps you've got the income that you need for the future, and thank God you're actually able to live in the house that you've lived in for a long time. You've downsized and you're aging in place, but you see a new opportunity for vocation, meaning a calling on your life to now do something differently other than just stay at home all day. Perhaps you haven't thought of that. Well, we've written a guide called The Right Sizing Guide, which is a free guide that we give out here at The Eric Stewart Show to our listeners here on WMAL. And in the guide, I walk you through the process of thinking, are you healthy or not? Is where you're living really the right place, or would you prefer a different future for yourself that might be outside of your existing home? Or maybe through the process of considering these things, you come back and say, I really like where I live. I really don't want to move. And I think oftentimes in marriages, there's one who feels one way and one who feels the other. So maybe you fall on different sides on that. And maybe one is sliding ever so closely towards the other who wants to make the move. We've had several callers over the last week ask for our free guide on local continuing care retirement communities. This is a free guide that we offer out, just like the right sizing guide. And if you're interested in either, we'll send them out to you for absolutely nothing. The toll-free number is 1-800-900-9104. That's 1-800-900-9104. And our website, if you want to go right online, is ericstewartgroup.com. I've often found that people will retire close to their family. They'll move to be closer to where their kids are because they want to have the proximity to their children so that they can spend more time with the grandkids, spend more time with their children now that they have the time that perhaps they didn't have while they were raising their kids. You know, I mean, let's be frank. It's hard to make a living, come home from work, and spend oodles of time with your kids, right? Kids grow, kids go to college, you continue working, and then you retire. Now is an opportunity for you to spend that time. So oftentimes people will retire to be close. 48% of retirees actually will retire to be closer to their kids, wherever that might be. Move or no move, many retirees want to turn their empty nest into a welcoming home where the kids and grandkids can come and stay and have fun and make memories. Sometimes that welcoming nest is the old nest. It's the nest where we raised our kids. And that's not as practical. It's filled with the what ifs. What if the kids come home? We need the space just in case they come back. When frankly, finding a smaller home, even if the kids don't stay with you, will be far more economical for you. And you could even afford, with all the savings that you have from that, to put them up in a hotel for the 5 to 6 to 7 days that they're in town. Maybe you haven't thought about that. And most retirement communities offer a giant dining room area where you can host parties at the continuing care retirement community. All right. So consider that. Consider that. All right. So speaking of downsizing, we've had a few of our clients who've listed their homes with us. Their interest is in making a transition. And let me chat with you just a little bit about a few of the properties. Up in the Kentlands, which is in Gaithersburg, Maryland, the Kentlands is a planned community that was built back in the early 1990s. It was developed in the early 1990s, actually went through a collapse and a correction during the early 90s to 95 recession that we had here in the D.C. area. Do you recall? We saw real estate values during that period of time drop about 15 to 25% depending upon the location. Well, Kentlands, similar to a lovely community called Seaside in Florida, down on the Panhandle, was developed with the concept of easy walking distance, neighborly access to shopping and food and restaurants and so on. And what I love about this next property I'm going to tell you about, 618 Firehouse Lane, is almost 4,600 square feet of living space in the house, just under $1 million at $998,000. Four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, beautiful front yard out the back, private back lot, separate garage, two-car garage. If you want to have the convenience, good schools, you want to have the convenience of shopping and walking distance and have that planned community feel, I highly encourage you to take a look at 618 Firehouse Lane on ericstewartgroup.com. Also, 12705 Lincolnshire Drive. This is in Potomac, Maryland, for $988. Single-family house, four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath in Potomac in the Wooten School District. You'll love the stately colonial. Situated on a large lot, it's got a grand foyer, spacious living room, hardwood floors, dining room, four full baths, three baths up. Very lovely home. Terra Road, also in Potomac, Maryland, $1,388,000. This is on a little over 2 acres. In the Churchill School District, six-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath. You can find that online. And then 718 Patrick Street in Alexandria, Virginia. And this home will be open today. As a matter of fact, we have an open house planned. It's a vacant property, three-bedroom property for $865,000 right on Patrick Street in downtown Alexandria. Take a look. Well, who is Byron Wien? We'll find out in just a second.